Exclusive video, "We are fighting for the whole world and will beat the evil, say Ukrainians." By Kurt Zindelka on March 30, 2022. In a series of exclusive interviews with Breitbart News, Ukrainians in London said that they are fighting for the whole world and that they have faith their homeland will beat the evil so they can to return to their country to rebuild after the war with Russia. At a protest on Saturday in central London in support of Ukraine, hundreds of Ukrainian immigrants and refugees rallied in support of their besieged country. "We all hope and we have strong faith that soon we will beat the evil, and we all want to go back to Ukraine to rebuild it and build it better for all of us. The whole nation of Ukraine is really united. We want our country to be free, we want our independence. We love our country, we love our language, we love our traditions and culture." And Slava Ukraini, one woman told Breitbart London. Many such protesters waved banners calling for the imposition of a no-fly zone, with several saying that they believe the war in Ukraine is already World War III and that the Ukrainian people are currently fighting for the whole world. A young woman whose family fled from Donetsk in 2014 at the beginning of fighting with Russia in the Donbas region said that she felt ashamed that she was safe in London while her friends and countrymen were fighting back home, but said that she believes in our victory. "People have been saying this can turn into World War III. I see it already as World War III. Russia thinks they are fighting the world. They are putting the Iron Curtain back. They think everyone is their enemy. Ukraine is fighting for the whole world, not only for our independence, not only for our democracy and our freedom, but for the whole world. Warning that if Russia is not stopped in Ukraine, then they will invade other Eastern European nations such as Poland and Lithuania." A man from the Kyiv region, who said that his elderly parents are still living in the area due to the difficulties of relocation at their age, noted that Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons under the pretext that it would be protected by the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia. He said that it was a cruel irony that instead of protecting his country, Vladimir Putin has decided to invade it. "I just hope that Ukraine will survive and that there will be people alive before the nuclear weapons come into place," he said. "It's all very sad, it's a tragedy, and I don't understand why the people in the West take it so easily. They are saying it's not our problem, but at some point in the 30s everyone was saying it's not a problem, and then World War II happened." Another protester, who said that she was the first Ukrainian woman to study at Stanford University after her country gained independence from the Soviet Union, said that Ukraine deserves to be protected. "I know how smart Ukrainian people are. We built the first optical network for the world, covering the world with free information, and now we think Ukrainians deserve to be protected. We cannot wait for them to die to save the world. They deserve to be protected. They are brilliant people who can contribute to the world," she said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.